The Body of David Hayes by Ridley Pearson. 1. Lubolt picked up bits and pieces of the assault over an uncooperative cell phone. Paramedics were still on the scene, a trailer park near SeaTac Airport, a promising report because it suggested the victim was still there as well. If he reached the site in time, Bolt meant to ride to the hospital in the back of the ambulance. He owed Danny Foreman that much. The Crown Vic bumped through a pothole that would have knocked dentures out. Bolt's eyes shifted focus briefly to catch his reflection in the silver of the windshield. Bolt had crossed 40 a few years back. Tinges of gray gave a hint of it. He was in the best physical shape of his professional career, thanks to Weight Watchers, a renewed interest in tennis, and a regimen of sit-ups and push-ups in front of CNN each morning. He scratched at his tie, seeing that he was wearing some of his dinner, a familiar tendency, and hit a second pothole because of the distraction. His head came up to catch a glimpse of a closed gas station. Plywood tombstones where the pumps should have been, the signs torn down, the neon beer ads gone from the windows. He turned down a muddy lane, dodging the first of many emergency vehicles. The air hung heavy with mist. Seattle, working its way out of a lazy fall and into the steady, cold drizzle of winter. 3 to 5 months of it, depending on El Niño or La Niña. Bolt couldn't keep straight which was which. Beneath twin sliding glass windows on the butt end, the once white house trailer carried a broken chrome script that Bolt reassembled in his head to read, Ever Home. It had come to rest in a patch of weedy lawn that needed cutting and was accessed by a poured concrete path, broken and heaved like calving ice.